cypress.org.
Support for KRVS comes from Cypress Bayou Casino Hotel, presenting B.B. King, Saturday, May 24th at Cypress Bayou. For tickets, the website is Ticketmaster.com.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed. Impressions by John Coltrane from Impressions Live at the Village Vanguard with Jimmy Garrison on bass, McCoy Tyner on piano, and of course, Elvin Jones on drums. And we're covering jazz that had no category at the time of the recording, like categories like bop and post-bop, swing, B3, amp. Maybe garnered opposition and sometimes violent, like Stravinsky's Rite of Spring, or was played too fast for the undeveloped listening audience, maybe too dissonant, didn't have those melodic qualities that people are used to. And jazz is a free music. It doesn't have to have that, and it doesn't have to include the audience. And the next cut by Charlie Parker was one where beboppers, they didn't really care. People couldn't keep up with them. It was too fast to dance to. They're playing music. Jazz at its outset was much aligned and misunderstood. It wasn't music. So let's get on to some more of this "it wasn't music" stuff. You're listening to KRVS, Radio Acadie 88.7 FM, krvs.org. Stream us, Passport to Modern Jazz. Thank you. Oh, yeah, Cecil Taylor with the Thelonious Monk tune, Bemsha Swing, and even Thelonious Monk wasn't that outside with it. This is with Buell Nylander on bass and Dennis Charles on drums, who's always associated with the Mingus bands, and especially the continuation of them. He was the leader. This is from 1956, and it's Jazz Advance. And even Michael Nastos writes it's a Wikipedia, but he's a great reviewer you see everywhere. Quote, though many did not understand his approach at the time, the passing years temper scathing criticism, and you can easily appreciate what he is accomplishing. With Jazz Advance, the name of the record, the revolution commenced. Taylor was setting the pace, and the improvised music world has never been the same. For challenged listeners, this CD has to be high on your must-have list. Indeed. And before that, Ornette Coleman, we heard from the complete science fiction sessions, we heard Civilization Day from 1971 with Ornette and Dewey Redman, Don Cherry, Bobby Bradford on trumpets, and Don Cherry pocket trumpet, and Charlie Hayden on bass. I love Charlie Hayden's lines. And on maybe double sets is Higgins and Blackwell, you know, Billy Higgins and my homeboy from New Orleans, Ed Blackwell. And then on the Cocoa, we heard by Charlie Parker from 1945 from the complete Savoy Sessions. That's a very up-tempo tune, and a lot of those beboppers would just turn their backs on people and just be jamming, creating this new stuff. We're going to continue on with jazz that didn't come into any category. It just something that just kind of changed the world of jazz. You hear it today in a lot of jazz because people will just bring in whatever they want in modern jazz, in modern recordings, in contemporary recordings. It doesn't have to swing. It can be free. It doesn't have to be free. You can bring in orchestras. You can do whatever you want. You can however you want, or you can play bop, post-bop, however you want to do it, swing band, you know, it's all there because jazz is free music. You can do whatever you want, but it better work. That's all. You're listening to Passport to Modern Jazz. This is KRVS Radio Acadie, 88.7 FM, KRVS.org, Cypress Lake Studios, University of Louisiana, Lafayette. Oh, yeah. Little Sun Ra. Yes, indeed. We heard Saturn. Marshall Allen on reeds, always a part of the band. Ronnie Boykins on bass. Robert Cummings, clarinet, bass clarinet. Danny Davis on reeds. Aktaki Ba, drums and trumpet. John Gilmore, drums and tenor saxophone. Kwame Hadi, trumpet. Ali Hassan, trombone. Nimrod Hunt on drums. Everybody on drums at some point. James Jackson on flute. Clifford Jarvis on percussion. Teddy Nance on trombone. And, of course, Dublin on drums. Pat Patrick on flute, sax, baritone. Bernard Petaway on trombone. Sun Ra, clavioline, composer, piano, primary artist. That, of course, is from Outer Space Ways, Inc. And before that, we heard from a band that people always were and still wonder about, Charles Mingus and his compositional style. He's been, granted, one of America's best ever composers. He's with Mingus, with Ellington. Charles Mingus on bass, piano. Composer Jerome Richardson on reeds. Charlie Mariano on alto. Dick Haffer on tenor saxophone flute. Rolf Erickson and Richard Williams trumpet. Quentin Jackson on trombone. Don Butterfield tuba and contra trombone. Jackie Bayard on piano, Jay Berlinger on acoustic guitar, and Danny Richmond on drums here. Oh, it's not Dennis Charles. It's Danny Richmond. That's who I'm getting mixed up with, who's crossing over here. Yes, indeed. You're listening to Passport to Modern Jazz and Caribbean, Radio Acadie. Next up, some modern stuff that probably some people won't think is jazz, or they won't like it either, or whatever. I don't know. And, of course, we're talking about the new Matthew Garrison. Matthew Garrison, remember his dad playing on the Coltrane track? Yeah, this is his son up in Brooklyn, New York. Great bassist and multi-tracker. There's a drummer in him. Yes, some more of Matthew Garrison. Last one we heard was Signs with Artu Tunkboyesian on percussion, Seamus Blake sax, Justin Tyson on drums, Matthew Garrison bass and keys. This one I really like. This is called Dub One. Jordan Pearlson on drums and Matthew Garrison all basses and keys, all basses and keys. And as he says, this is a one-of-a-kind project. What you're listening to is just the tip of the iceberg. Download additional audio and video tracks, MIDI clips, and charts of this project at www.garrisonjazz.com/12months. And ours is not to reason why. Everybody's not like something about jazz every time you come into a new era. And this is a new era. And I don't have anything. I like it. That's that. People don't think it's jazz. That's part of the history of jazz. That is part of the history. Or they don't think it's music. That's part of the history of jazz, too. All of it. Well, we're going to be back after the break. You're listening to Passport to Modern Jazz. I'm your host, Jama Gagne, and we're listening to uncategorical kind of jazz that came around and ended up changing the world, but nobody liked it, of course, and all of a sudden everybody hopped on the bandwagon. We'll see you around after this break.
Support for KRVS comes from Cypress Bayou Casino Hotel, presenting B.B. King, Saturday, May 24th at Cypress Bayou. For tickets, the website is Ticketmaster.com.
Tune in this week to La Vallenera, Latin Music for Acadiana, to explore the musical world of Peru. From Native American, Afro-Peruvian, and Peru's own version of the Colombian cumbia. Only here on KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
From the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, this is KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette.